Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Don't quit and don't give up. We started looking at a few things. I'm going to just run through it very quickly for those that were not here. And I said, don't quit, don't give up, don't cave in, and especially don't let weariness overtake you. See, the devil's got a plan, and he tries to wear you down. Have you ever felt like, I just can't handle it anymore, you know? Sayings like, what, I've reached the end of my rope? Have you heard that saying? What does that mean? The devil is wearing me down. Well, if you've reached the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. Amen? Amen? That knot will be faith. That's your faith that you're going to hang on with. And God's going to get you through. Amen? And I want to also say this. I said it last week, and I'm saying it again, that your victory is on the horizon. Amen. Say that. Yes. Decree it. Make a declaration. Whatever you need victory over, you've got to declare it. The Bible says you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You've got to speak it out of your mouth. I can't speak your victory for you. You speak your victory. So you need to say, I have got victory. And I'm going to walk in that victory because of what Jesus Christ did. Amen. The devil ain't going to take my kids. He ain't going to take my family. He's not going to get my marriage. He's certainly not going to get my money. And he's not going to get me. You got to decree, declare, prophesy. We are different to animals. Animals can't do what we're learning. We are created in the image of God. A cow is not. Amen. And he's given us a voice. And with this voice, we decree and we declare, like God decreed and declared, light be. And light became. We declare healing be. And healing comes when you walk by faith. Because he said, by the stripes on my back, you are healed. And so you've got to make a declaration. So now say it like you mean it. Say, my victory is on the horizon. I prophesy my victory. I declare my victory. I decree my victory over my life and my loved ones. You got to get vocal with this stuff. Have you noticed how vocal the devil is? You watch a movie, you can't see anything that's not peddling filth. Have you, any of you watched a movie recently? Even a PG? He peddles filth. He's vocal with it. He tries to get it out. We need to be more vocal than him. We need to be more vocal than the devil. When David killed Goliath, he spoke 5 times more than Goliath spoke. Read it. The devil said, yes, what's going to happen? And David said, no. Let me tell you how this is going to turn out. You've got to become vocal, amen? So when I say decree something, I mean you declare this thing with authority. Because he gave it to us. And the Lord said in Galatians 6:9, he says, yeah, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap. Everyone say, due season I reap. You see, he's telling you something here. He says, don't become weary in believing me and speaking it and doing good. He said, there is a season. It tells us to do good, speak it out of our mouths, and it also tells us there is a due season. That means there might be a wait period, a little time of waiting. You don't. That's where people grow weary, is from when they've decreed it to when they've received it. In between, they grow weary. And that's when the devil comes in, he attacks you and says, no, it's not going to happen. You're not going to get it. The healing's not coming. The money's not coming. Look at the marriage. Look at this. Look at your children. And that's when we get weary. And he tries to make you weary and load you with his trash. Amen. But God says, don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. Say, I will reap. There's no ifs, buts, and doubts about it. You will reap. God said it. Yes. And if he said it, that settles it. Amen. And so you've got to believe it and you've got to speak it and you will reap it. If we faint not. In other words, if I don't quit, if I don't cave in, and if I don't give up. And you know, I know some people, they stood for 3-4 years before they saw what they were believing God for. But they didn't quit. Doesn't mean you might have to stand for 3 or 4 years. I don't know. Where's your faith? How's your faith? You see, You've got to get your faith built up, and you've got to operate in that faith. You've got to have corresponding actions or corresponding works with what you're believing. Amen. And you've got to speak out of your own mouth. Don't leave it to pastor to speak to you. The New King James says, if we do not lose heart. You will reap if you don't lose heart. The Amplified says, if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. The New Living Translation says, don't get discouraged and give up, for we will reap a harvest of blessing at the appropriate time. Don't get discouraged and give up. Some of you have already thrown in the towel. You know, I don't know where that saying came from, but I've seen in boxing matches where all of a sudden the guy's getting pummeled and beat to a pulp and a white towel comes fluttering in. I surrender. Amen. Don't throw in the towel. Amen. See, you've got to look at it this way. If you're playing a game of baseball, you've got to say, God's the umpire. He's my father. He's the umpire. He's the judge. He calls the shots, and I'm swinging this bat until I hit a home run. You think three strikes is me out? No, 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 no. God says he always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. So I'm swinging until I hit a homer. Amen. He's the umpire. He's the judge. And he's my dad. And I'm going to swing. Don't give up. Amen. Don't quit. Amen. Don't cave in. And don't let weariness overtake you. And I know that sometimes the pressure is just so immense. I mean, the sickness has just been ravaging you and costing you money and causing problems, or the problems in your relationships, or even at school, younger folks, they get disheartened. Sometimes it's through teachers that say the wrong things instead of encourage. You know, teachers are supposed to be encouragers. You never, if you're a teacher, there's a call to be a teacher. And I tell our church, our schools, that you, if you're in this for a job, you need to leave. You need to be called to teach. Because the ones that go into their calling will do operate the right way. And they will always bring encouragement. They'll never say you're a bad person. They might say you did wrong, but that doesn't make you bad. There's a major difference. You understand? And they'll be more encouraging. And I'll tell you what, I want my kids to get encouragement wherever they go. I want people around them to be encouraging my children. I encourage children all the time, all the time. And you know what? As I sow, I'm reaping. Amen. And you've got to think about these things, amen? But he says, yeah, don't get discouraged and give up. Discouragement, do you know people actually do crazy things with discouragement? It leads to so much depression. And then you'll know you can't be effective. And depression in America is like off the charts. Do you know that? And never mind stress. Let's not even go there. But this is from the devil and his plan, his attack on you. And he wants you to quit. He wants you to say, oh, that's it. I give up. I'm done with this. I'll just live with the sickness because I've got medication that I can kind of live with it. You don't need to live with it. You need to let God teach you how to get rid of it. So rather than live with it, get rid of it. Come on. Well, can I, Pastor? I've been on this medication for 15 years. What did Jesus say? What did Jesus do? Did he say, by my stripes you are healed? Well, yes, if he did, and he took my sicknesses, so I don't have to. Well, if that's the case, then I need to build up my faith. I need to get to a place where I can actually believe God, and I can get off this stuff. But up until then, you keep taking the medication. But you start exercising and stretching your faith. You start speaking out of your mouth, I walk in divine health. You start speaking out of your mouth. Jesus himself became sickness so that I didn't have to be sick. You speak out of your mouth. You build your faith up. I don't know about you, but I send warring angels around my kids all the time and my wife. I commission warring angels. You know, the Bible says angels are there for the inheritance of those that are going to inherit salvation. They're warring ministries for the heirs of salvation in Hebrews. Yeah, there are angels. Yeah, and blood does save you. His blood. Yeah. And there is such a thing called rapture. It's all true. It's all real. Amen. And there is such a thing called tongues. Yes, and I speak in it. Other tongues. Jesus told me to. Amen. All of this stuff is from the Word of God. God is the Word is truth. And you've got to base your facts and your life on this truth rather than what the world tells you. The TV tells you. The doctor tells you. The psychiatrist tells you. The spouse might tell you. The parents might tell you. Even the president might tell you. Amen. Or anybody. Amen. You don't base your life on what people say. Amen. You don't say, that's who I am because you said I am. No, I am what God said I am. I can do what God said I can do. And I have what God said I have. And I don't care what you say about me. What he said about me comes into my life. You've got to become a radical Christian, a believing, acting Christian. Amen. The Message translation says, at the right time, the Message, at the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Don't give up, no matter where you're at. Some of you are feeling completely so much pressure. Might be the bank balance is pressurizing you. I've been there. Believe me, I've been in that bank balance pressure. Any of you ever been there? Amen. And you know tomorrow's the day. Amen. Or today by 1 o'clock. You know what I'm talking about. And that pressure, it squeezes you. It squeezes you. It's like something's just taken over your life. It's a horrible feeling. Or sickness that they say you can't get rid of. That's pressure. It's putting pressure on you. It's squeezing you and squashing. Or they say something about your child. He's ADHD. I'm telling you, when I was in South Africa growing up, they sent me to boarding school. And I thank God they did, because if they didn't and they thought like we think today, I would have been considered ADHD, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, Z, Z, Z. And A's as well. I would have had so much medication, I would have been the greatest drug addict on the planet. Really. Because I was an excitable, full of life child. I went to boarding school. No one else could handle me. And they lost hopelessly in boarding school as well. It was a Catholic boarding school. I'm serious. But and they tell you your child's got this sickness. That to me is the worst pressure. You come and tell me something about my baby. That's pressure. And the devil comes with that pressure. And look at your child. Not going to make it. Not going to be, you know, can't. And all this kind of trash. And that's when you start. You can start to accept the lies of the devil and agreeing with the devil by going with what he suggests. Rather than saying, now hold on a second. We're going to do what we need to do in the natural realm, but I'm going to get myself in the throne room. God said, come boldly into the throne of grace to obtain mercy and receive grace to help me in your time of need. Well, this is a time of need for me, my child, on drugs, in court, in jail, away from home. Not having full comprehension, whatever it is. I call this thing changed. I decree, I declare, I prophesy. And I speak, my son, my daughter has the mind of Christ, has perfect understanding, full comprehension. My child loves the Lord Jesus with all of their hearts, and they're serving God Almighty even while they're out in the field doing wrong. You better start decreeing and declaring and prophesying and sending warring angels out there. Surround them and keep them safe. Maybe wake them up at 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning with a big burly angel standing there with a sword and scare the tar out of them. I've got no issue with that. None whatsoever. Because I tell you what, you see an angel, you fall on your face. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. And they're there for us. And so the enemy comes with discouragement. He tries to get you discouraged and pressure and doubt. He wants you to quit. He wants you to cave in. He wants you to give up. Do not give in to his lies. Do not give in to his lies. It's not incurable. The money can come. The marriage can be restored. The children can get healed. Listen to me. With God, all things, everything is possible. To who? To me, because I'm a believer. I don't know about you, but I believe. He said all things are possible to them that believe. There is no hopeless case on the planet. Amen. Don't let the devil speak you out of your blessing. Amen. You tell him, no, no, no. You need to go where you belong, under my feet.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Are you new to the Palm City area, don't have a church home, or haven't been to church in a while? LifePoint Church is a non-denominational church with worship